You know that Rolling Stones song, Mother's Little Helper? Well, yes, I know. The song is not really about kids helping out with dinner. In fact, it's kind of about the antidote to the nightmares that can induce. But America's Test Kitchen has real advice on how to make cooking with little kids fun and delicious. Here's Molly Birnbaum talking with our very own Sally Swift.
Hey, Molly, I have brought you in for a reason, because I want to talk to you about the fantasy versus the reality of cooking with children when you're a mother. Do you have anything to weigh in on with that?
Well, there is a little bit of a difference between those two, that is for sure. But I personally love cooking with my kid and kids in general. So I think there's a lot to talk about here.
Is there really any proof that it's good to cook with your kids?
For sure. There is a lot of evidence. Research has shown that getting kids involved in cooking or gardening or grocery shopping for that matter makes them more willing to try new foods. So getting them invested in the process of food and where it comes from and how it grows and how you treat it in the kitchen makes them more familiar with it and makes it more exciting and palatable to try new flavors, which I know can be a battle for parents of kids of many different ages. And I think in general, cooking with kids is a wonderful way of teaching them about so much, not just about food. I think food is a wonderful window into talking about smell and taste mm-hmm. and what you feel about something. Is it good? Is it bad? It's also a great way to learn about math, everything from counting to measuring. It's a great way to learn about culture, because we can eat food from so many different cultures. Mm-hmm. There's so many things you can do with kids and food in the kitchen.
I find it really comforting that not only cooking, but grocery shopping and gardening is helpful, too, to get them moving. You know, that is actually really great information. Okay, so I would expect that when you think about cooking with kids, you really have to focus on the age of the kid. So tell me let's take on the toddler, since that is in your sweet spot. What would you suggest we do with a toddler in the kitchen?
Yeah, for sure. So for toddlers, we think a lot about having recipes that are very hands-on and very fun and have short, doable, sensory parts for the toddlers to take on, because they have shorter attention spans. I think that's just part of the deal with toddlers. So I like them to squish things, roll things, stir things, mix things mm-hmm. that they can really get in there with their hands and have fun doing.
Unlike doing Christmas cookie cutouts,
yeah,
which is about the worst thing to do with a toddler ever, and you do it again and again.
Nothing frustrating, and nothing that takes a really, really long time, and they have to do every single possible aspect of it. It's also great if they can taste things along the way.
Yeah. So do you have a recipe that you love that you guys have worked through for a toddler?
One of my favorite recipes that we developed for our new baby and toddler cookbook is hand-squished roasted tomato sauce. I just love the name, first of all, but it also says a lot about how you do it, which is taking vine-ripe tomatoes, you cut them in half, and then your toddler, or let's be real, anyone of any age can have fun doing this, squishes those tomato halves. And so you're getting rid of the seeds and all the excess moisture in the tomato halves, so hand-squished. And then you put your hand-squished tomatoes on a baking pan and you roast them for about 25 minutes, which makes them nice and caramelized and the flavor concentrates. So then when you whiz them in the food processor to create a sauce, you have a really flavorful sauce and you didn't have to worry about a saucepan or the top of the stove. It's delicious.
I love the idea of squishing and I can just see the debris all over the place.
I'm not saying that these recipes are going to keep your kitchen clean, but they will definitely be fun.
Okay, so let's go to the next level up. So what would you do for an older kid, say someone who's like, you know, between 8 and 10-ish or 12-ish?
For sure. So one of our biggest concentrations that we're doing here at America's Test Kitchen Kids is creating recipes for this middle grade level, the 8 to 12-ish. And one of the things that we did, which is really interesting from an America's Test Kitchen standpoint, is we really changed how we write recipes when we're writing them for kids. Instead of just having all the ingredients listed and then going straight into how you make the food, mm-hmm. we're sectioning it off. So first, prepare your ingredients. So we're trying to set it up so kids are meezing, so to say, the term for getting everything ready before you start cooking. So you're doing all your chopping, you're doing all your measuring of all of your ingredients before you actually start cooking. It's something that makes cooking so much easier, and I wish I had been doing for a lot longer than I have.
That is really, really interesting. So what recipes do you like to pull out for that age group?
One of my favorite recipes for this age group is rice noodle bowls with pork and scallions. It's on our website right now. And it's a delicious meal. It's rice vermicelli noodles with sautéed pork, slightly pickled cucumbers and scallions on top. Every step is pretty simple. The rice vermicelli noodles are super easy to make because you basically, they're so tiny and thin, you just plop them into water that had been boiled and let them sit for 5 minutes. And when it all comes together, it looks beautiful. It has kind of interesting flavors, and it's something that kids can be so proud of. We've actually had some of our kid recipe testers send us in photos of themselves after they made this dish, and the look of pride on their face is just so amazing.
I love that. And then they get to step in and cook for their mother for change, right?
Exactly. Yeah, have your kids cook for you. It's
That's
great.
That's exactly right. What a concept. Hey, Molly, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Happy Mother's Day.
You too.
Molly Birnbaum is the editor of America's Test Kitchen Kids. You can find those recipes for hand-squished tomato sauce and rice noodle bowls with pork and scallions at splendidtable.org.